Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
And Bill, Irish Whiskey Month continues.
It is. We're doing pretty well with Irish Whiskey Month, I believe. It's been a pretty good month.
The month of March always is a good month for whiskey.
I think so. That's because we're not green beer drinkers.
No. As much as I would like to get an Irish Amber Ale for Irish Whiskey Month, it's still Irish Whiskey Month, so...
Yeah, well, it's not Irish Beer Month.
No. Although, I guess some year when we can get going early enough in the month with the whiskey, maybe we can wrap up with an Irish Amber. So anyway, as the month of March continues, you know, we're still celebrating Irish Whiskey Month and our Irish heritage, your newfound Irish heritage.
Having spent a full day as an Irishman, have gone past my quota for the year.
Well, I'm still wearing green. I'm wearing green again, I guess. Now, you're traveling, actually, so this is our last opportunity this month to sit down and enjoy.
Well, that's absolutely true, because I will not be arriving back home until nearly midnight on the 31st.
Mm. So I had stuff to do today. I had the day off, and Kim was very kind enough to go into Greece. And I gave her a short list of things I had found on the internet. I really wanted to go and see what was on the shelf, but I said, here's the things we've already reviewed, and here's some other items. So she did find one of those half dozen or so that I had listed, and this is it. It's called the Spirit of Dublin Teeling Whiskey, since 1782, non-chill filtered, single malt, natural character Irish whiskey.
Okay, so this is a single malt, there's no age statement on it, or...
There is no age statement.
But, it's the Teeling with, it comes in the full can, and it's got the Teeling emblem. I love the Teeling logo. It's this beautiful phoenix coming up out of the bottle. I love that.
Right, it looks great. Right. We probably should...
Actually, pull the bottle out?
Yeah, let's take it out of the tube.
Let's see what we look at.
Because I never did look at it. Oh, look at that.
It's a very dark bottle.
Very dark bottle. What does the shape of that remind you of? We had it with our dinner.
It's a lot like the, it was Cooper
remember.
And it was a...
A red blend that was aged in bourbon barrels.
And it was fantastic. I mean, that's, we'll get into that wine.
Yeah, we may actually do a review
we might
on that. That was
interesting. That was very interesting wine. And I rarely drink a heavy red wine.
Right. Yeah, that is rather heavy. But
it was so tasty.
Yeah. Well, we'll save our
notes. And smooth. It's a nice smooth.
Very smooth. Yeah. Well, that's what this bottle looks like, just like the bottle that wine
It is.
Came.
It's a wide-shouldered, stout, cylindrical bottle. So since you brought it over, why don't you pop it open
for
us?
All right, look, it's got the old-fashioned...
It's got the old-fashioned tax stamp across the top of it.
Yeah, that style, anyway, yeah.
So let's see what it says on this bottle. Since 1782, the Teeling family have been crafting Irish whiskey. The Teeling are renowned for their vision in doing things differently, and their whiskeys embody this... entrepreneurial spirit. The single malt bottling consists of hand-selected casks chosen for their unique character and taste, showcasing the best of Irish whiskey has to offer. All right, it's just a catchphrase, nothing super revealing on the outside of the...
And at the very bottom, doesn't it say, dare to be different?
Indeed it does. Teeling whiskey, dare to be different. And of course, this being Irish is... whiskey with an E.
That is correct. Very nice. Look at that. Oh, it's a nice scent out of the bottle. Oh, it's a very nice scent out of the bottle.
Ooh, yeah. Very fresh scent off of that cork. That's nice. That's
so
fun. Wow. Let's put that in a glass because I'm already getting heavy fruit out of that. Oh, that's lovely.
Look at that. There's one. Is that about even?
Yes, absolutely. Ooh, I like... This is... Wow. Interesting. We just talked about, drinking a heavy wine.
Uh-huh.
And this has a very strong fruit scent to it. Yet again, I find with this whiskey, as we frequently do, there's a very bold scent. Very fruity. This is fruit forward. At least that's what I get on the nose.
So, first thing I noticed was the color. It's not that dark.
No, I was just going to say that. The first thing we noticed when we popped it open was the strong scent.
Yeah.
Fruit. Heavy fruit scent, which, like I said, we just had a very heavy, strong-scented wine upstairs.
Yeah. That was kind of a bourbon, a woody bourbon scent.
Yeah, but that upstairs. But this one has that same full
yes.
Bold fruitness to it.
No,
you know?
Bold's not really.
Well,
bold fruit, perhaps, but not
strong fruits.
Yeah,
it's a whole fruit flavor coming up your nose.
A little vapor.
A little bit, but not like clear your sinuses or anything like that.
Do you get a hint of wood too? Or is it smoke?
Man, I'm still not really getting past the fruit.
Mm. Yeah, I hear you. It is a kind of a sweet fruit,
like a plum or something like that.
I was thinking, and I don't like apricots, but I was thinking kind of an apricot.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of apricot. I'm going with a plum.
Okay.
But that, you know, yeah. Interesting.
All right.
Well, shall we give it a taste?
Sure. Let's toast to Irish whiskey.
To Irish whiskey month.
Aye. Tingly. It's warm on your tongue.
It's got a pinch on the tip of the tongue.
It does. Actually, my whole tongue kind of pinched. Warm in your mouth. And there's some heat, too, when you...
Got a finish.
And if anything, I'm getting some of the flavor of that nose on the finish.
I'm going with, when you were asking if it was wood or smoke,
yeah.
I'm going with wood.
Yeah, it's got that kind of bitterness that kind of comes with the wood taste. Bitter might be the wrong word.
It's like the tongue depressor taste.
The tongue depressor, and it dries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
In fact, it dried before I even swallowed it.
It dries. I was going to say it dries before it leaves your mouth. And that's interesting because most of the time the dryness comes as an after effect, wraps around your teeth.
Yeah.
This just, kind of like is a vapor clearing sort of.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Did you swish around the front of your teeth, too?
A little bit, but it really doesn't stay.
Oh, it did for me.
I only had a little sip. Let me sip a little bit more.
Try it. Well, don't let me hold you back now.
Okay. You know, got that bubblegum taste. Not that bubblegum, but that...
It's got a bit of a sweet, yeah.
Actually, it's a little bit more pronounced sweetness than a lot of the other ones. It stays longer.
It does. It's thicker than it looks.
It's odd. It is, but it's not, because it dries right away.
Yeah, but when
it's not syrupy thick, but there's a flavor that lasts.
Oh, definitely.
It's interesting, because I think, to me, it smells more fruity than it tastes.
Yeah, but it's
still
definitely
sweet.
In the taste, too.
It's not like a... You know, a vanilla-y caramel or anything like that. It's not like a milky sweetness. It's a fruity sweetness, but not like, like something aged in a sherry cask. You can taste the wine or anything like that. This is...
Especially those port casks. The Oloroso is a fairly sweet one,
right,
too.
This is, you know, sweetness unto itself. It's the sweetness of the whiskey.
And yet, it's not. It's like a dichotomy of whiskey.
It is, because it's got a little bit of everything. It's got a high vapor. It has I'm not going to say a full warm finish, but enough of a hint of heat that, you know, if you take a full mouthful of this and pop it down, you're going to get a hit in the chest.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, exactly, because there's enough of that alcoholic vapor to it.
It pinches the tongue.
Yeah.
It flies up into the tip of your mouth, up above your gums and behind your teeth, but it's not syrupy. It doesn't stick. I mean, the flavor lingers, but there's not that coat your mouth feel like you're drinking cough syrup sort of feeling. There's no liquid residue left behind.
No, but there is, the longer it's out of my mouth, the sweeter the feel in my mouth, and it's a fruit sweetness.
Yeah. To me, it's a stronger sweetness, a little bit more lingering than the usual fading gum flavor.
That it is. But the longer it's out of your mouth, it seems to sweeten up, which is odd because in your mouth, it's dry. This is an interesting, neat taste. It's not my favorite of the Irish whiskeys, but it is very interesting. It's very much worth experiencing.
Well, the interesting part about this is we just did another Irish whiskey that we both really liked.
Oh, yeah. And you even said you liked it better than Green Spot. And I can't wait. Next time you come over, we'll do a side-by-side comparison.
Well, let's finish this up and move on to the next
one. Move on to the water.
Again, very, very vapory on the nose.
And that fruity sweetness.
And fruit, even with a drop left in the glass.
Not quite as sharp as an orange,
mm-mm.
but as sweet.
Mm-mm-mm. I like this a lot.
I like this one a lot, too.
I'm hoping that as we put some water and some rocks on this, it doesn't leave me conflicted from our last review.
Well, so far, I still like the last one better. Mm-hmm. But this one is really interesting. I really like experiencing this neat because there's a lot going on all at once. Some of them hit you in waves, like first it does this, then it does that. This is more like everything's there, so what am I identifying? And I just pick it out.
Wood, still wood. I'm still tasting the tongue depressor with the juicy fruit. Really? Yeah, this is nice. I like this a lot. Well, let me put a little bit in there and we'll...
Yeah, we got the spoon again.
Shall we go two or three lumps?
I think we did three the last time, so let's try to be as consistent as possible.
Takes a pale whiskey and leaves it a pale whiskey.
Yeah, lightened it up a bit.
It really was a very light whiskey.
Yeah, it was heavier than it looked. Oh, it's bring out the sweetness a bit.
Yeah, it really does little to dampen the nose.
Is it more smoke that I'm getting?
I'm getting maybe a hint more of the wood. I don't know if there... I'm really getting smoke out of this.
Maybe it's wood. Maybe that's what I'm mistaken. It seems to be a bit more vapory this time.
I was going to say, the vapor has increased with the water. That's interesting. It usually goes the other way around. But it seems to be hitting me like towards the top of my nose more so than the bottom.
I still get the sensation of campfire. Not that strong.
Okay.
So it definitely has something to do with wood. Maybe it is just wood and not smoke.
Maybe. I don't get campfire out of it, but again, I get high vapor, strong vapor, and I get sweetness.
Yeah. Very much so. It seemed to bring it out just a bit more.
Yeah. Shall we take a sip?
Sure.
Mmm.
Took the fire out of the mouth a little bit, and it seemed to move it a little more in the chest.
I get a lot of sweetness still. It's not the thick plum, but it's still... I think it strengthens that gum effect.
More of the last chew, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Less of the tongue depressor, although it's there.
It's there, but it's not as dry.
It's not as dry, exactly.
It's interesting. Still goes way up the nose.
Yeah.
I like the whiskey. I like the flavor. Mm-hmm. I'm not married to the color, to the lightness of the liquid.
If you were just to see this in a glass, I probably would have passed it by and gone for something darker, but...
Not knowing what it is, right.
As we found out, but the color really doesn't matter as much.
We've had a lot of light-colored scotches that have so much thick flavor.
The Japanese one.
The Yamazaki?
That's it. That one was lighter, but that had a wonderful flavor to it. It seemed to smooth things out by adding the water.
It's cooled it off.
Definitely cooled it off in your mouth, yeah.
Like I said, it's cooled it off in your mouth, but the sweetness still, I mean, maybe it's because it's easier to...
Like a residual.
The vapor's not there, so you can, keep it in your mouth longer. You can swallow it a little bit smoother. It's still that sweetness kind of, maybe I'm just leaving it linger a little longer. In fact, this has more of a, remember how I said it didn't give you that syrupy mouth coating feel? This does a little bit more than the neat did. This has got a... It's a fun, sweet flavor.
Yeah, this is a fun one. Yeah.
I would definitely call this a fun glass. Well, let's see what we got on the website here. Melon, figs, toffee, and lemon to the nose. See, I got all that but the lemon could be the pinch.
Because, yeah, there's a bitter pinch there.
Oh, this is beautiful. Taste, a balance of dry fruits, citrus, vanilla, spice, and cloves.
I don't get the vanilla. Clove, yeah.
I can see that because it's a spicy pinch.
Yeah. It's funny. I never would have used that word.
Now citrus. The citrus is
more
kind of...
more citrusy than...
It gives you a tinge.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say vanilla, but it's sweet. And spice. Spice is a generic term.
Right. Well, clove can go hand in hand with that.
And this we've got spot on. The finish?
Yeah.
Long with sweetness in harmony with dry tannins from the wood.
Oh.
So it's a long, sweet finish. Oh. With a dry, woody taste.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we get out of this. This is fantastic. I would read this and say, I want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't disappoint.
Yeah, and it's funny how I would too. Because the wood is, I like that taste as well. Not all the time, but in the right balance, in the right...
Yeah, I mean, this is a nice
dosage.
This is a sit and relax and sip on sort of whiskey.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Much like a drunk Irishman. This is a fun bottle.
Which way do you like it so far better? Do you have a preference? It's kind of tough because, you know, there's still one lurking here that would...
There's things I like about both. I like that hard, strong, fruity pop that you get from the neat. But I like the nice, long, smooth sweetness that you're getting out of the drops of water.
Right, the water
smooth. I like
smoothed.
This a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
But I'm thinking I like it this way a little bit better. This is really nice. I've had a regular bottle of Teeling, right. Not one of the single malts, just sort of a cheap bottle that...
Right.
It's a sweeter Irish whiskey.
Is it?
And I like that, but that's like sweet, sweet, not complex sweet.
Yeah, I think the single malt implies it's going to be a complex.
Or they just stamp single malt on a can and jack the price $30.
Well, that brings up the value of this one, right? This one we paid almost $60 for.
Okay. All right. So it's not a cheap bottle of whiskey, but it's not a...
Especially for what we define as an Irish whiskey, typically.
An Irish whiskey is usually in the $30 to $45 range.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Powers was like a $60 bottle, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
And this is another $60 bottle.
Right. Now, is it worth $60, this one?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
I think so.
Yeah. You know why? Because of the complex layers that we're getting.
Let's dig into our bag of supplies.
Oh. You got your rocks.
So, we got a couple of... nice chilled soapstones, God's gift to whiskey drinkers.
Indeed.
Thank you, sir.
Is that too much?
No, it's perfect. It just gets to the tip of the rocks.
Still that signature fruity sweetness.
Absolutely.
In the nose. There's that coldness already.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Still has a bit of vapor.
Well, not as much.
Not as much, but it's still there.
And actually, the wood you got out of the water, I'm thinking it's a little bit more pronounced to me now.
To me, I'm getting more sweetness than anything. If it's wood, it's wood, whereas before I got a bit more smoke.
Okay. Shall we give it a rock?
Wow. Woo! Boy, that just wakes up your tongue, doesn't it?
I was just going to say, wow, it's got a even more potent pinch than the...
I think so.
The neat.
But it doesn't dry out like the neat did.
No, it's got... Wow.
And now I'm getting warm in my throat finish.
It's the tip of the throat. It doesn't go past.
Right, right here in the nose.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And, wow. And sweet. Sweet throughout.
That the wood's tempered quite a bit.
I don't taste the wood at all, really. A lot of almost sugary sweetness in my mouth.
And it's no dryness.
Right.
Wow, this is different than both.
And I have to say, I think I like this one the best.
I still have a little bit of whiskey in my glass before I get
before
to make
you pass
that decision.
Judgment. All right.
But
fair enough. A lot of warmth in your mouth is gone, especially that initial sip that you take. It kind of attacks your tongue.
It's got a strong citrus and spicy pinch to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then gum-type sweetness after.
Oh, huge.
And that it last taste of the gum.
Blows up that gum taste big time. It like, you know that last chew juicy fruit thing? This is more like first chew.
Yeah.
And even this whole whiskey, though, it's not like last chew. Maybe it's second to last. It's a little bit sweeter than...
A little sweeter, yeah.
But this one was big. The chilled is big sweet.
Big time,
big sweet, and
no dryness.
No dryness. Virtually. Oh man, now this is really difficult. I enjoyed it all three ways.
I did too.
This sucker is—he's a utility infielder, man. He can play first, second, or third. Mm-hmm. This whiskey has a lot of range.
Yeah, it does.
This whiskey can play ball with anybody.
Uh-huh. I'm still gonna go with the rocks, followed by water.
Just to mix it up a little, I'll go by water followed by the rocks. I like the finishes a little bit more, both neat and with water.
I give you that. I agree. It's warmer.
But whoa. Mm.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
If nothing else, this has to be the most fun of the three.
That's it's a entirely... fun whiskey. This is a great one. I like this whiskey. I like this whiskey a lot, Jim. Here's the thing, and I'm not going to say this about too many whiskeys. Mm. If I were to look at this whiskey, knowing what I know now, after having gone through our regiment of, you know, neat, wet, cold,
right.
I would not take the neat. I would take either the water or the rocks.
Typically, whenever we enjoy a whiskey we've mm-hmm. already had on the podcast, we usually drink it chilled.
That's true, because we both, we do have rock. Green Spot, for instance.
Yeah. Every time we crack open a Green Spot, you and I always take some put rocks it on the whiskey stuff.
Right. But this one?
We do it at IW Harper.
What, you know what we never do? We never drink it with water.
No.
But this one I easily could.
Sure. Actually, with any of them, I could.
I'm blown away by the back end of this podcast with these two.
Yeah, so I'd say this one's a winner.
Big time. Yeah. Jim, this has been a great bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. So I guess this is our wrap-up of Irish Whiskey Month.
This has been a great whiskey month, so let's wrap this one up.
Yeah, what a lot of fun. Oh, big try time. This all three ways. You're going to love the way it changes.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, very much so. And
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
This is Hopscotch.
And thank you for listening.